Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into the Divas Dish podcast. I am Cherie Taylor along with
Elise Riley.
And we are working. I'm actually from home studio today. Elise is in the studio. I'm not necessarily under the weather. I've got some medical stuff going on. About to have some surgery. And this morning I woke up and I was like, hey, Elise, I've had all these tests for like weeks, been poked and prodded. I'm just not feeling it today. I'm going to phone it in. Literally, I'm phoning it in.
I mean, it happens. And luckily we have the technology now to where we can do that. And it still sounds perfect.
I know. It took us a minute. Like the outtakes of me getting everything set up because I couldn't decide if I was going with my AirPods headphones and earphones or if I was going to go with my mic that we use in studio, the Shure mic that I use for my studio work. And so finally, I'm having a hissy fit hitting my desk, literally having what my grandmother would have called a blue hissy. And thank God your camera was off, Elise. Thank God. It was not pretty.
Like we should have hit record. That would have been so funny.
I was like, bad word. And I was not saying a bad word. But anyway, I think it's just everything going on. And Richard Edmond, who does traffic and weather with Channel 4, was going to be our guest diva today. He had some stuff going on. And there was a choice word that we both used. It was some kind of show. And we're not talking about the big show from Sunday. It was some kind of show in everybody's life lately. And he goes, you know, I would agree with that. So he's going to be on with us next week. But the divas are here. We're soldiering through. And we are going to talk about the big game. What was your favorite part? Was it the commercials? Was it the game? Or was it the halftime show?
Oh, halftime, 100%.
I know, right? My kids were traumatized as soon as the halftime show came on because, you know, I got them from their dad earlier in the afternoon. And so we kind of ate, you know, coming back up the road. However, later on, I bought the stuff to make like nachos and stuff like that because they love nachos. So I was making that in the kitchen right ahead of halftime. And as soon as that was done, halftime show came on. I walked out of the kitchen, hit all the lights off, and it was just the TV blaring and the lights from the TV. And then mama started getting a little crunk in here. Austin goes, Mom, good Lord, why are you dancing that way?
Exactly.
And I was like, because I can. And he just looked at me, he goes, you're a mom. I'm like, I wasn't always a mom.
Oh, because that is the way. Like, you can't just sit there and watch.
No, oh my gosh. It's like, I don't know if I had more smiles on my face when Dre started singing or if it was Snoop or when Mary J. Blige just came out. First of all, her outfit, incredible. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Jody this morning online and, you know, she's like, I wanted to call it the Snooper Bowl over and over again and they wouldn't let me. I was like, yeah, I get that, but I would be so here for calling it that. And then she goes, I'm so here for Mary J. Blige's boots. And I said, honey, that whole outfit, I'm wondering if I can get away with it at the Broadcasters Association. Do you think I could go and get my Star Award dressed like Mary J. Blige this year?
I would be like, look, I'm a star. I'm glittery. I am reflective. Like, that was the best outfit ever.
And I'm showing just a little bit of thigh. Just a little bit. Girl was working it. She was amazing.
The whole thing was absolutely amazing. They brought 50 Cent down from the ceiling, just like in his video.
Oh, my gosh. He did that. I love it. And, you know, we've talked about 50 Cent in one of his songs before. You've mentioned that actually kind of on the last one for what you walked out of your reception to. So
yes.
Anyway, There you go, girl. But, you know, of course, the memes are going around about him. And you know what? I love our mutual friend Julie sent this meme back. She goes, ain't none of y'all the same size y'all were back when he did that video originally. So, okay, come on. Exactly. Bring it on. And, you know, everybody's just kind of poking fun at it. But, hey, yeah, he's not fat. He's bulky. He's bulked up. But he lost weight one time for a film role where he got, like, dangerously thin where he was playing a cancer patient, if you remember that from a few years ago. But he still was able to hang upside down from the ceiling and perform. How amazing was that?
And the video of him getting up there was very, very impressive. Because when we were watching on the television, we didn't see all of that. And so, of course, it leaked, you know, from people that were actually in the crowd of him going up and holding on and hoisting his body up there. It was some impressive strength. I'm just saying,
do not make fun of him. There's like protein shakes in the candy shop or something he was going
for. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had to get that one in there. And, you know, he looked amazing. And I thought that was great. Everybody was just awesome. And you know how we've got like the, you know, kids, my kids or whatever, they think it's funny to call everybody a boomer. And I'm like, first of all, we are Gen Xers or early millennials, however you want to put it. I said, we all were having a flashback moment. Nothing else in the world mattered. All this crap that's been going on for 2 years, nothing else in the world mattered. We were all transported back in time. And yep. That was so awesome. And of course, I've been listening, you know, I love Dre anyway. I know that's one of those things that most people, that's what we were going to talk about, the popular, not so popular opinions and things that we like. You found out when we were having lunch last week that I was a huge Beastie Boys fan because they came on and I knew every word. And you're just looking at me. You're like, really? Really? We are three songs deep and you have not stopped with every lyric. And I'm like, that's me. That's one of those things that most people wouldn't know about me. I'm like, if they pull out some Rage Against the Machine, I know that too. And I also know all the words to California Love, as so does my 11-year-old Bennett. He's sitting on the couch. All of a sudden you hear California Love and he knew every word. And I'm like, ooh, maybe I should rethink what I listen to in the car sometime.
See, my kids were in the bed. I was like, y'all are too young. Y'all are not going to understand, especially, of course, the baby's already asleep. But with Ella, you know, she's not going to understand. She's not going to get it. So she wasn't going to take it out for me. She was not going to ruin it. I needed that nostalgia. So she was already in the bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like I literally hushed Austin up as soon as he goes, Mom. And I was like, oh, no. This is my moment. You do whatever. And he goes, okay, boomer. I looked at him. I said, don't make me put a cap in your ass.
Seriously, ew.
I was like, do you not know what we're listening to? Here, you got to hear some songs. I got a little Eminem for you, a little Dre, and oh yeah, we're going to pull out some Tupac. And speaking of which, everybody was talking about there was going to be a Tupac hologram. There was not. And was that just like smokescreen or people just wishful thinking?
I have no idea. I saw that going around on social media as well. And so I just, you know, I guess I was kind of hoping that would happen. Maybe, I mean, it's not like it needed any more hype than it already had.
And they were so buttoned up with security ahead of time. So because you can look inside the stadium because the glass all around, but they had it so buttoned up. Nobody knew what was going on because there were even reports that outside the neighbors were so upset because all week long they were blaring Red Hot Chili Peppers and Bon Jovi. So people could not pick up any of the music or anything going on because people were standing outside trying to pick out stuff.
Of course they were. I'm like, don't ruin it for yourselves.
I know.
Or us.
I know. Don't. This is one thing I did not want to spoiler alert for. And you know what? It was better than I could have imagined. Because, you know, when you see some things and you're like the legends in your mind or the legends you grew up listening to are not who they were before. I mean, it's like, ooh, okay. Because there has been, a Guns N' Roses show I went to and Axl coming out looking not like Axl that I remember. And I think you received one of those texts as well as one of my friends. Some choice words I said about Axl. I was like, oh my God, is it Axl? Is it not? Or is it Aunt Clarabelle? I have no idea.
Yeah, this happened to me when I saw Cardi B. She wasn't all she cracked up to be either.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's kind of heartbreaking when you see that. But this show was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I then, of course, I'm educating them on everything. Then I was like, you know, Dre's done this, that, and the other. And I said, oh, yeah, those beats that you love, guess who invented those? Guess who did this? And if it wasn't for Dre, half of the music that you hear today wouldn't even have been thought of. Three quarters of the performers in the hip hop and rap scene would have never made it to where they are if it wasn't for Dre.
Yep, 100%. And I absolutely loved every single minute of it. And I'm hoping that they will continue it. Like, it was you that posted that meme about how they should go on tour. They should.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Dear. You know, one thing, because I borrowed that from a friend's page. One thing I did see I wanted to fix on it, but everybody else has shared it, so I didn't want to goof it up for them. They said Mr. Dre. I'm like, no, he is Dr. Dre. He is always Dr. Dre. And it was Mrs. Blige, Mr. Dog, and then Mr. Scent. And the scent was upside down, and that cracked me up so bad.
That was so funny.
I was telling somebody that I'm expecting that to be on Saturday Night Live. Kenan Thompson, get ready, because I have a feeling Upside Down 50 Cent is going to be you this week.
Oh, for sure.
And speaking of Saturday Night Live, Colin Jost, who is married to Scarlett Johansson, we have seen them the week leading up to the big game. And of course, the Alexa Can Read Your Mind ads, which I wish Alexa could, but I'm glad that she can't, because it would be very scary. But I think they do kind of tap into what you're feeling or thinking, because there's been some things that come up. It's like suggesting this for you. And I'm like, man, I do think I would like that. But yeah, so those ads were great. There were some other ones that did the, you know, if Alexa could read your mind. Those were not just that one. What was your favorite surprise commercial during the show?
I don't know if I had so much of a favorite commercial as a whole, but I did have several favorite like commercial cameos. Yeah. I thought it was really cool when Lindsay Lohan popped up in the Planet Fitness commercial, because she looks so good.
Good for her. She's had a longer road.
Exactly. And I'm so excited to see her new movie she's got coming out for Netflix. And so I was excited to see her pop up. And another one of my favorites, of course, you mentioned the Alexa ad. That one was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
My other favorite, though, when Jim Carrey came back as the cable guy for Verizon. Uh-huh.
That was cool. The Miley and Dolly compilation, Do It for the Phones. That was hilarious. I like that one.
That was good.
And the one that blew me away that I had no idea was coming, The Guy from Scrubs, which made my heart so happy. Because I knew about, you know, I love Seth Rogen and I love Paul Rudd. Such a Baldwin. 23 years on. And however many years on past Clueless, he still looks the way he looks. It's amazing. But yep, they had that one together. We knew they had that one because they had like the little trailer they were playing, you know, before the game. However, when the Scrubs guy came out, the first thing I texted you, I'm like, does this count as a Clueless reunion? Because you got Paul Rudd, you got Donald Faison, who was in Scrubs, who was also in Clueless. Does that almost count like a Clueless reunion?
I mean, I feel like at this point, we'll take anything we can get.
Yeah, because Stacey, she's not, I mean, she's doing stuff with Fox News now, and Brittany's no longer with us. And, you know, Alicia Silverstone, she's kind of doing her own thing.
Yep. I feel like anything from, I don't know, I feel like they need to do a Clueless reunion, just like a sit down. We're not touching the movie. We don't need any more. We don't need nothing.
No. There can only be one Cher in Clueless. I want to say that clearly in front of you so you do not rip my larynx out, okay?
Yeah. And come through this computer.
I know, right? No, you know, I love me some Cher. Oh, yeah. One more thing that I loved, the commercial. Of course, we saw that leading up because we had it on our website. The one with Dr. Evil, the whole squad comes back. Yep. And Scott has a baby. I think that's great. I shall call him Baby Me. His name is Kyle. I think it's great. Speaking of things that we love, I'm not the biggest on the Hearts and Flowers movies, right? Romantic movies, they have to have an edge. They have to have an arc. They actually have to be believable for me. But I do love The Notebook. And Nicholas Sparks lived in Simpsonville, and he was a pharmaceutical sales rep when he wrote The Notebook way back in 1994, 95. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
And did you know on our website, we have a link up under our movies and events and outings kind of section over on the right-hand side, that you can get paid $1,000 to watch Nicholas Sparks movies and take a test afterwards. Did you know that?
I mean, sign me up.
Like, I did sign up this morning. I signed up and they're like, why would you want to do that? And I'm like, oh, I duly believe that love, all-consuming love that just rips your heart apart is out there for all of us. We just have to let go and let it find us. And it's like, and the fact that, you know, I'm originally from the upstate and And that's where Nicholas Sparks wrote The Notebook. I thought that was a nice connection. So I'll wait to see, because you actually have to have a valid answer for why you want to do it. It's just not like anybody can jump on. They have to select you. So it's kind of cool. That's up on our website. And you've got until the middle of March. I think actually it's March 7th, I believe, to get those entries in. So I got my entry in this morning. I'm so excited. So if that happens, we're going to binge those together and I'll share the money with you if we win the test. Okay.
I see. I'm still a little hurt that I didn't get chosen to do the one where they were going to pay people to watch Friends.
Yeah. So, you already have. You already have. I know.
Maybe they'll redeem themselves this time. We get to watch movies.
I know. And then they give you like a $50 Amazon card for just to pay for watching the movies. And I'm like, I've already got Amazon Prime. Okay.
Yeah. It's so, like, thanks for that little extra.
Yeah, I'm right on it. So yeah, I thought that was kind of cool that we could do that. So that's one of those things that most people, because I always make fun of like hearts and flowers and all that other stuff. But there's certain things like the love that they had, Noah and Allie did in The Notebook, rip your heart apart, just rip it out of your chest, all consuming, have to be with this person. That's the kind of love I believe in. And I'm not going to sell it for anything less. So there.
Oh yeah. And that movie is cool.
Oh yeah, it's so good. And it'll come on and it'll pop up in my suggestions, either on Amazon Prime, HBO Max, or Netflix, whatever it happens to be on that month. And I'm like, oh, you know me so well, streaming services. You secretly, it's like, I'll watch that. Then I'll turn around and watch Dead again.
Oh yeah. Mine, my Nicholas Sparks one that Netflix sucked me into was The Lucky One.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Netflix right now. And that's the Zac Efron one. And I'm like, don't mind if I do, Netflix. Click.
Oh,
I watched it yesterday.
You know my Zac Efron story, right?
Oh yeah.
I was like this close. I got the call back. I would have been in a film and a scene with De Niro and Efron. And that breaks my heart. I didn't get it. I got the call back and everything. Oh, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. So now it's like when you see the person, that's one thing about acting. Because look, we've all done that in radio. Somebody gets a job that you wanted, that you knew you'd been great for. And then you see the person that you got the job. You're like, all right. Anybody does that in any career. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you can imagine actors with their egos and their pettiness and all this other stuff and their training. And they're like, So it's like, I'll see the person that got that role. And I'm like, yeah, well, she looked older than me. Maybe I was just too young for the part. Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
What it was, I was too tall to stand next to De Niro in this, because I was supposed to stand next to De Niro and he was supposed to come on to me.
Yeah, he's teeny tiny.
Yes, I know. I look like a giant next to him. That's why it was one thing in acting. They always ask for your height. I had to submit something the other day for a national commercial. And of course, I had to say my location. Am I available to travel? And my height. So I may start lying about my height, but that's one thing you can't really lie about. You can show up on set. And if you're still taller than the lead, you won't get the part. But anyway, so there's that story. And also there was House of Cards, that there was a scene that I got invited to audition, got the call back. And then after all of this, it went to a very effeminate guy.
Oh,
I'm like, okay, so that's not what they were looking for. Obviously they were not looking for me. Yeah, but Zac Efron, I'd be all about it. Maybe you should write that in or something. It's like my streaming service already stalks me with every Nicholas Sparks movie that I could ever have. So yeah, I'm ready for this test. That would be kind of funny. But if they select both of us, Elise, that would be funny for us to go head to head to see how much we actually know.
Oh, there's no way you can beat me. I've read all of the books. I've seen all of the movies multiple times. This is one that I definitely would have in the bag.
But if I was a bird, would you be a bird?
Yeah. That's that's my least favorite of all Nicholas Sparks movies is The Notebook.
Wow.
The one I have to like force myself to watch.
Are you kidding me?
I like the obscure ones. I like Message in a Bottle.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one. Speaking of a House of Cards, Robin Wright's in that.
Yes. See?
And Kevin Costner. It all comes back. We talked about Kevin Costner last time and Yellowstone. So there it is.
See, everything we do, it all connects.
It does all connect. Isn't that just the universe going, hey, let's take a big old circle back to this conversation. And the universe brings us wonderful things. And so I was doing some show prep yesterday, drop the boys off at school. Sometimes I sit in my car, and I know that sounds insane to people. Sometimes I sit in my car and decompress before I go on the house, because sometimes I work for the home studio. Sometimes I work from the studio. However, when I'm working from the home studio, I want to decompress because as soon as I walk in from dropping the boys off at school, I've got the animals and they're like, hey, hey, what are you doing? What do you know? Blah, 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 right up in your face. So it's like I can sit in the car and I'm the only one with the keys to the car and I'll show prep. Sometimes I'll go through my phone. I sent you a link to something for Valentine's Day. They are trying to, in the UK, encourage these monkeys in captivity to reproduce more. So there's they're on the endangered species list. And I sent it to Elise and I said, hey, here's a story that will get the love going for anybody. It's not just us, not just us that loves the Barry White and the Marvin Gaye. They had a Marvin Gaye impersonator come into a monkey forest. I'm not sure if I was more impressed that there is a Marvin Gaye impersonator going around England or if that he's going around England singing in monkey forest. And there's a such thing as a monkey forest.
I know. Who knew? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, I'm so there for it, though. I am so there for it. I'm sitting here about, because it's like I've got my laptop recording, and then I've got my computer. So I've got, like, the keyboard and the laptop. I'm like, which one do I look up Monkey Forest with? So let me just do that really, really quick.
The story cracked me up because they were talking about how it was originally conceived as a publicity stunt. They were going to use it as a way to promote their zoo or whatever it is.
Called a monkey forest. It's actually the UK's Trinum Monkey Forest, and they have Barbary macaws there that mate there, and they're trying to get 140 of them to mate. And let's see what happens. So if they 140 mate, that would be 70 possible babies, if not more.
Yeah, it said that they originally didn't really think this would work, but then apparently it has. Apparently the monkeys responded.
I'm sorry. Have you ever heard Let's Get It On?
Right?
I'm sorry. That was the song we were talking about, songs and weddings. That was the song that I made my mom fear I was going to play walking back down the aisle from my wedding. Of course, I got married in an Episcopal church in a very high service. So that didn't happen. We weren't even allowed secular music, including the wedding march. That's one of those things in the high church. You cannot have a secular song, and the wedding march is considered a secular song. Huh. So I kept telling my mom, no, we're going to walk back down the aisle to Let's Get It On. Mom had this fear of me actually doing that and pulling that off. But we didn't. But Marvin Gaye, come on. You hear Marvin Gaye and you're like, oh yeah. Because I mean, even going back to the Dr. Evil and the Austin Powers, it's like quiet time, you know, as soon as they go, let's get it on.
I want to know what it was like in the vicinity of this place, because it's an open air, you know, conservation place. So, I mean, were people just randomly walking down the street like, wait, is that Marvin Gaye?
Well, you know, I think they probably had it like, let me see if I can look on the whole story. David, a highly experienced love song guru, sang several Marvin Gaye classics to the monkeys while in amongst them. So he was in the middle of the monkeys, which, by the way, they will walk up to you in the monkey enclosure in the forest. And they seem very relaxed and full of love. I'm sorry. Marvin Gaye songs do relax me. So do Barry White songs. They make my heart race a little bit. But even there's a song, Let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
That is Charlie Puth. And who sings it with him?
Meghan Trainor.
Yep. So the Marvin Gaye is legendary, not only for Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor, but also for a monkey forest in the UK. So I'm like, oh my gosh, there was a sketch comedy show years ago on MTV called The State. Okay, so you know on Friends, of course, look who I'm talking to. Of course you know on Friends, Joey had the hand twin that he met out in Vegas. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yes, Thomas Lennon.
Yes, he was on The State years ago, and he played this guy that was being interviewed by like a animal rights activist or something. And he was talking about how he, what he specializes in to advance primates. It's called monkey torture. And he's like, the guy he was interviewing him is like, I'm sorry, that's called what? Yes, we call it monkey torture. So this was not monkey torture. What this was monkey love. And this sounds more like something from Ace Ventura that would happen on Ace Ventura.
It does. It really does.
So yeah, that story will be up under the podcast. We'll have a link to that because we did not make it up. And there are so many jokes here. But apparently the monkeys were getting into the music. It was chilling out the vibe. And of course, a lot of grooming, a lot of nitpicking, which is not a bad thing when you're a monkey. When you're in a relationship and you nitpick, that's not a good thing. But if you're a monkey, that's a sign of I love you. So did you know that?
Yes.
So there. So no monkey torture at all. Little monkey love. And we'll find out, I guess, come summer if they're going to be a bunch of little primates running around. That would be kind of cool and exciting.
That would be kind of cool. I hope that it works.
Because if it works, I'm going to get in touch with them. We're going to do an interview. And I think that needs to be a magic road trip just to see something called a monkey forest.
Oh, yeah. I want to see the monkey forest. And I want to see the baby monkeys that are now going to happen.
I know. Wouldn't that be awesome? Okay, Elise. I named some of mine that most people would not know about me, popular or unpopular opinions. Something that you love or hate that would surprise people.
I like to read fan fiction.
I know. You've told me. And I'm like, what? Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like to read fan fiction. For those who don't know, fan fiction is basically unknown writers. These, you know, are just regular people. And they write stories based on characters from movies, TV, you name it. You know, they post them all to this different fan fiction sites, and you can comment on them and rate them and, you know, give them ideas. And it's a really fun community.
Now, my son is all about the Disney fan fiction and the, oh, well, what if Bruno actually got in a boat, rode across the ocean, and ended up over having a child, blah, 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 in Spain. He was trying to like connect two different Disney films, and a lot of people try to connect Disney films all the time. So my son, my 11-year-old, is also into fan fiction. So every time you tell me something, I'm like, this is like having a grown-up conversation with Bennett. And then sometimes I'm looking at Bennett and going, this is like having a not-so-grown-up conversation with Elise.
Yeah, fan fiction that's like my one random guilty pleasure.
No one would ever know. Well, see, no one ever knew some people did know that about me until we go to lunch last week at Yard House and I start busting out the Beastie Boys. And you're just looking at me in shock. You're like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm sorry. Did I offend? You're like, no, you shocked me. So that's my one of those things. I think every time on the podcast, we need to start doing those things that you did not realize about the divas.
Oh, yeah. Because there's always the obvious things, the things that we've complained about before that we
mayonnaise.
Hate, like, you know, mayonnaise. But there's those other things that are shocking we like to keep to ourselves.
And I do love me some Marvin Gaye. I love me some Marvin Gaye. The voice, baby, is what that is that voice. It's like, ooh, I'm butter.
So you told us already that you know, you like the Beastie Boys and that kind of thing. But what about something that you hate that's going to surprise people?
That's going to surprise people. Well, it's I can't get past it. And I think I've told you that kind of when we were talking one day, I kind of made a joke about somebody that I used to date when I was in college. And my dad said, oh God, please tell me this isn't serious, because his voice would drive me crazy if I had to hear that the rest of my life. And I know it would drive you crazy. I don't like thick Southern male accents. I don't. I don't like the darling, the sugar, the this, that, and the other. It creeps me out. I don't know why. I cannot date a man with a thick Southern accent. I just can't.
That's hilarious.
I can't. And I can't because it's like I saw this reel, like this guy goes, you know why women love country singers? It's because we all talk like this. And I'm like, no, honey, that's not it. That actually creeps me out. I find it condescending. I don't like it.
I mean, it makes sense, though. Like, I mean, it could come off as condescending, especially if you're not used to it or if you're not normally around that kind of thing. I'm not a big fan of the pet names. Strangers call you that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's certain. I mean, I call everybody sweetie at some point in time. That's just who I am. And it's just kind of the ab fab in me, because I do love me some ab fab, the sweetie, darling, that kind of thing. But yeah, some things is like, I had this one guy try to call me sugar one time and I'm like, oh no, we're not going to do that. Mm-mm, we are not going to do that. I mean, it's you can't describe it. It's just a personal preference. And then, you know, some guys will get offended, but these guys have no problem tell you they won't date somebody if they have extra weight on them, or if they don't have boobs, or if they do have boobs, or if they have a big butt, or they don't have a butt. But they get offended if you say, I don't date. I just don't. It's just not my thing. Don't like super Southern accents. I think they're charming and cute, but I won't date somebody with one. Nope. not my thing.
Yeah, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Yeah. It's not, it's, there's such a double standard when it comes to that.
It is, it is. And so that's my whole thing. It's just that whole, it's like, it drives me nuts. I'll be friends with you for the rest of your life, but a thick Southern accent is an automatic pass with me when it comes to dating. Mm-mm.
That's just so funny. That's definitely not what I was expecting. I don't know what I thought you were going to say.
You're like, I know so much about you already. And that was that, you remember the joke I made about that guy I used to date in college? And my dad's like, oh, honey, please tell me this is not serious. And he knew. Yeah. My dad knew. My dad's like, oh, I know you so well. So those are the things this week you never knew about the Divas. We'll have a new set next week. And of course, if you are anywhere near your smartphone, which you should be because we all are near our smartphones. Actually, those are our new best friends, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So then you get on your smartphone, you download the Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. Get it now at the Apple Store, Google Play. You can make magic your favorite. And while you're doing that, be sure to like and subscribe to the Divasish podcast because it's inside the Odyssey app. It's also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast, whatever streaming service it's on, we are there. And of course, we also now have a Facebook page. So go and like and subscribe and share the Facebook page because we'll be giving you some of the behind the scenes stuff, the little reels that we do, and even some of the outtakes because our the podcast is funny. The outtakes are hilarious.
Always. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the Divas Dish podcast. I'm Elise Riley.
And I'm Cherie Taylor. And this is
an Odyssey station.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.